So, welcome again to Bodhichaya Avatara. We are now going through the 8th chapter on meditation. The last time we said that first we need to make our mind free from distraction. And in order to do that, there are two important things. To find solitude of the body and solitude of the mind. And to find the solitude of the body, we need to try to create a situation or environment for us that we are not so much distracted. And in order to find the solitude of the mind, we need to learn that our mind is not attracted or distracted or influenced all the time, that we are not too much reacting to everything around us in a constant way, and our attention is completely out of our control. So in order to do that, then what are the things most important for us? So this, for that training, it's stanza number 3. Because of loved ones and desire for gain, we fail to turn away from worldly things. As we discussed a lot before, all the problems and conflicts in our life come because of aversion, attachment, misunderstanding, jealousy, pride, and basically about aversion and attachment, and then all other emotions come up. And that creates all the conflicts in the world. If you look into the history also, if you look into the mind in the present moment also, if you look in any fictional or non-fictional stories also, all things, all conflicts, all disturbances come from this. If there was not that, then there would be no story. It is not very interesting in a way, but then there will be only two lines or one line. The story would be, then he lived, or they lived peacefully and happily. That's enough. That, no other story. So therefore, if we need to, make our mind calm and clear and peaceful and joyful and under control, then we need to work on this. And that is, either we are, attached to the people or attached to the things, like for our gain or name or fame or, some desire to want this, want that, too much attached to somebody or something, or to you know, myself also very much or something like that, then we become very involved in everything and, you know, I like this, I don't like this, I want this, I don't want this, I have to get rid of this, I can't be without this, and then, you know, our mind is always disturbed. And I can't find peace of mind if I'm like that. So therefore, because of loved ones and desire for gain, we fail to turn away from the worldly things. These then are the first things to renounce. The prudent should conduct themselves like this. So this we have to do something, find a way that we are not so much so much attached to things or beings or now here people sometimes misunderstand this, and they say that I actually met people like that. They said that you say that you should not get attached, that means you should not love, and I don't want not to love like my children, and not to, you know, then, you know, I don't want this. I don't want to train myself. I don't want to practice Dharma, because if I cannot love my children, love my family members, you know, then, you know, that's not what I want. Now here is the understanding. Here is the understanding. It's very, very important, because this misunderstanding can be very grave. When you say that you should not be attached, there's one thing. I love somebody. I love somebody means I really wish good, wish well. I really want everything good happen to that person. I wish also every good thing happen to me. That's no problem. That's good. Now, if I wish that person very well, and, you know, I love that person very dearly, now I do everything that can help that person to get or to become as happy as possible, as free from trouble as possible. I do everything that brings me all good things as possible, free myself from all the problems as possible. But I learn not to worry too much, not to become too grasping or attached to things. If this person I love, you know, is a person, another person, a free person, if he or she is doing something other than, you know, only kind of consulting me or, focusing on me. That's okay for them. Now, everything I do is to help or to be for them or for me or whatever. But, I cannot control everything. I cannot control everything. I do my best, but in spite of doing everything that is possible from my side, some things happen, could happen, that is not, that's not what I want or what they want or what is not good. Things can happen also, very good things that, even if I didn't do it, that can happen, some good things and things like that. So it's not my, it is not in my control. So I need to understand this deeply. So therefore, when I love somebody, I like something, I do everything that I in my capacity to help to create situations that would bring all positive good things. And then I say, I do this, and then now whatever happens, it's okay. Because, everything changes and everything is in my control, and so therefore I cannot do anything. I will also die. Anybody can also die. Somebody I love very much can go away from me also. Something that I really want, I can lose also. Something that I'm really, really attached can be gone also. So I know this and I'm prepared for that. So if I'm like that, then I'm less attached. I'm less attached. I can love. I can wish well. I can have and do all the things that's possible. But I am, I also can accept if things change. And if that becomes my attitude, if that becomes my way of life, then everything, every little thing that happens doesn't become overwhelming on me. Anything, that little thing happens, cannot completely, take over my, stability. So therefore, I can be concerned, I can act and react, but I don't need to be completely, overwhelmed. So when this understanding attitude, this is not meditation, this is attitude, if I have that attitude and I have that understanding, then, I can have lots of things, I can have lots of, and suddenly it's gone, I don't need to get totally devastated by that. I heard about the story of a rich person, I think in Thailand or something like that, no, Taiwan. Or, he was very rich and he was, a very big man, and then suddenly he lost everything, he had nothing. And people thought that he would be very devastated, but he was not. He said, okay, I didn't have anything before and I worked and I got everything, and now I lost everything, I've come back to what I was before, there's nothing, it's okay, it doesn't matter. And he didn't get totally disturbed and he started to work again, and then after, his mind was not disturbed, and then he worked and did whatever he was doing before in a different way. And then after a few years, he became as rich and as, as important as he was before, or even more. But most of us, you know, if we have a little bit of something and then we lose something, we get so devastated, we get so that we cannot, you know, we just become totally overwhelmed by that. So this is not, you know, then we are, our mind is totally distracted. So we try to not do like that. We try not to be completely overwhelmed and completely taken over and completely distracted by this. Of course, at our stage, you know, it is not possible not to have any attachment. It is not possible not to have any aversion. You know, at this stage, if we can be like that, then we are already Buddha and we don't need any training. So this we must keep in the mind, you know. We should not say that, oh, I cannot, because I cannot, it is not possible for me to have no attachment at all. Of course, it is not possible for us to be completely without attachment and aversion. That's why we are training, that's why we are practicing Dharma. But, you know, we should understand this is, you know, this is where the most problem comes from. So therefore, we should learn to reduce a little bit, you know, reduce and not to completely destroy our capacity to be, you know, stable and peaceful and clear mind. Yeah. So that's why in Tibetan, I think I forgot to read the Tibetan. Chopi shirdu nye su la sepin jete mo ponte devin de la yon pon lan kipin de trse parsa. So if we can do these things, you know, too much attachment to the things and to the people, so that, you know, our mind is completely overwhelmed by them or completely taken over by this, then it is, it becomes very difficult for us to have even a little bit of a sense of stability. So understand that is very, very important. And when we know that, then, you know, if you are clear enough, intelligent enough to understand this, then we know that. Because, you know, if you lose something, that doesn't necessarily make us lose everything. But if we lose our mind, then we lost everything. Yeah. So therefore, in order that our mind is not lost, we don't become crazy. We should be able to lose things, you know. So this is the first thing. I think I will not go further than this. This is very, very important. I think we need to understand attachment to yourself, attachment to others, people, or things, or name, or fame, or, you know, whatever. Too much attachment is creating tension, creating pain, creating worries, creating, you know, disbalance in ourselves, in our mind, creating, you know, lots of problems. And doing that doesn't make us to gain more or doesn't make us to retain what we have. You know, this is very important to understand. Am I, you know, the more attached to something, does it mean that I will get more of that? No. Actually, it can even cause me to lose that. because if I'm too much attached to something, I can't think. I can't think bigger, beyond that. Or, you know, I become too much trapped in that. So therefore, you know, I need to widen my mind, freer my mind, more spacious, and that we have to learn to understand this first. So I'll stop here. This was only the stanza number 3. Thank you.